That's Professor Maya Puntich, who's a Professor of Effective and Behavioural Computing at Imperial College in London. She mentioned medical applications, such as recognising disease written on the face. And this is what Dr. Christopher Nelliker is doing at Oxford. He's an Australian from the central coast of New South Wales, also using machines to spot infirmity.
Clinicians have been using features in the face as a means of putting diagnosis and identifying rare diseases for the past 65 years. And clinicians are excellent at doing this. But some rare diseases are so rare that one and the same clinician might not observe it more than once, if that, in their entire career. So identifying similarities is quite difficult.
I see. So going way back, what were the ones that were obvious to some clinicians?
Well, some rare diseases are readily identifiable by any of us. We all recognise Down syndrome, for instance. But there are many others, like 2,500 different types of rare diseases that are identified by clinicians. But there's suspected to be more than 7,000 different types of rare diseases, at least. So the job of identifying these rare ones gets progressively more difficult the more rare the disease is.
So the first step was for you to train your visual system.
So yes, this was done in collaboration with Professor Andrew Zisman over in the Department of Engineering Science, who's a world-leading computer vision expert. And together we applied the latest computer vision techniques and machine learning to publicly available images off the internet of people with known rare diseases. And so using these, we train the algorithms to try and distinguish these rare diseases from each other.
And which ones did you start with? A handful, I suppose.
Yeah, we used 8 rare diseases: Apert syndrome, Cornelia de Lange, Treacher-Collins. Some of these might not be familiar to most people. But the problem with analysing everyday photos is that they have a lot of information that's not really relevant to trying to identify the rare disease. For instance, lighting differences, or what clothing you're wearing, or if you're smiling or not. So all these types of differences between people that don't help are a problem when you're trying to analyse it automatically. But our machine learning approach learns what kind of variation is important for what rare disease they have and which types of variation should be ignored.
So with those 8 diseases, and you tested presumably your equipment, did the technology become more and more sophisticated?
Yes, so we developed in parallel these algorithms. So they're not sufficiently accurate to place like 100% diagnosis in most of these cases, but it's a means of narrowing down the potential search space for which diseases to consider, which might help which tests should be done.
I see. So after the 8, you added more. And the purpose is what?
When you have a rare disease, hopefully what you are looking to get is a genetic diagnosis, a confirmation of the DNA change that is the cause of the rare disease. And you have to then do specific tests to try and find which ones these are. And this might help narrow down and suggest which tests are the more likely to work. And this approach also becomes then possible to use in parts of the world where this kind of expertise might not be as readily available.
So a machine in the field where doctors are not available may step into the breach effectively. Dr. Chris Nelliker, an Australian at Oxford.